This interview is brought to you by WatchAndWager.com.
At WatchAndWager.com, you'll find more racing action than any other ADW in America, with a $300 sign-up bonus, along with an additional $10 deposit bonus free when you make your first deposit via ACH, WatchAndWager.com is the place to play. Plus, Watch & Wager now offers all New York tracks and is available to California residents. WatchAndWager.com, licensed, regulated, and trusted in the USA. Welcome back to the Equine Forum, presented by Lane's End on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Mike Penna, now joined by the Hall of Famer Bob Baffert, who will saddle Dortmund in that Losail Futurity, seeking his seventh win in the 34th running of the race, which, by the way, you probably remember this race as the Cash Call Futurity, contested at Hollywood Park, but now at Los Alamitos. Bob, thanks for taking a little time. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, happy to have you on board. You know, you think back on this race and your previous six winners, looking for number seven. Why has this traditionally been such a successful spot for you with your young horses?
Well, mainly because we're, you know, our whole program is geared on with young horses and trying to get to the classic. So basically that's why. So we've been very fortunate and to have these good young horses. And, you know, that's what we you know, our whole, like I said, the program is about the young horses getting to the, winning these Breeders' Cup races and classics. And luckily enough, we've been having some really good ones that passed through here that we were able to win that with.
Well, Dortmund might fit right in with those other horses. He's been as professional as you could have hoped in his first two starts. He's yet to be challenged. You've been around a lot of good two-year-olds. How good is Dortmund?
Well, I mean, he's a little bit different. He's more like, he's, you describe him as, he's just a very big horse. He's quite large and not like a big heavy horse, but he's real tall. He's almost 17 hands. He's, and
oh, wow.
So he's got this mass. He's a big specimen. So when you see him come out of the stall, he just keeps coming out of the stall like Point Given used to look, you know. So so when he goes out there, he's got a big long stride and he's sort of, you know, sort of just, you know, he's taking one stride to two strides to the horse next to him. So I think, and plus he's, you know, he has some speed and so far he's done everything well. And, you know, we're still trying to find his real comfort zone, how he wants to run. And so these races are very good to really establish that, that base that he needs to go into the classics next year.
You mentioned trying to find that comfort zone and his preferred style and how he wants to run. What things are you going to be looking for when you watch him in the Futurity?
Well, I mean, being a Los Alamitos, it's you know, it's a little bit different, like tight turns and all. And so we just, you know, the brake's going to be very important. You've got, when you have a short field like that, it's usually a lot of jockey racing the first part of it. So he needs to get away from there clear, and if he doesn't get enough clear, how's he going to handle you know, being behind, maybe blocked in or whatever. So usually five horse field, it's like you get the worst trips.
Yeah. Will you give many instructions to Martin, or do you just give him a leg up and say go get him?
You know what, he knows the horse pretty well now. That his first race, he had blinkers on, he got a little sharp. He was running over the top of horses, and luckily he found a little seam to get through. Otherwise, he said he felt like he was going to run over a horse. You know, he was a little bit worried about that. So I took the blinkers off, and he seems more relaxed and controlled. And we've been working him. He's starting to get, you know, been working relatively relaxed behind horses. You know, and we're trying to get him to, if he could just learn just to stalk a little bit. And I think he learned that from his last race when he broke. He wanted to go to the lead, but I told Martin, don't let him go to the lead. Just keep him back there. This is more of a schooling race for him. If he wins, fine. If he doesn't, you know, he needs to learn that he just needs to go out there and just go like crazy. And so he really, at first, he wanted to get a little tough on him, but then he finally relaxed. And then, you know, he finished up really well. And I think that's why all the hype is that, you know, he did finished pretty strong. But, you know, one turn miles at Churchill Downs are different than actually going two turns. But I've never seen anything in his training that would tell me that he can't go two turns. So he's just a big lumbering kind of horse.
Talking with Hall of Famer Bob Baffert on the Equine Forum presented by Lane's End on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Bob, your fellow Hall of Famer and good friend Wayne Lucas is in this race as well with Mr. Z. Now, he's still a couple wins behind you in this race. He has four. He won the inaugural running in 81 with Stalwart. But do you kind of get the sense this is like the old days with the two of you squaring off in a big race at Los Alamitos?
Yeah, it's funny. I never thought I'd be running in a grade one race. We ran last week. You beat me in a grade one race at Los Alamitos. And basically, since I was in the quarter horse business, since my younger days, I've been chasing Wayne all my life, so it's no different now, you know. So what he did in the quarter horse business, it's just he changed every sport that he got involved in. I mean, quarter horses changed the whole game, changed the thoroughbred game. So he is Wayne's the kind of guy that it didn't matter what kind of sport he would have gotten into, he would have been very successful.
And still on top of his game, obviously. You mentioned that win last week with Take Charge Brandy, and he just continues to get it done. And I think the most fascinating thing, Bob, is that people were counting Wayne Lucas out. They've done it several times throughout his career, and here he comes again, and he just keeps coming up with these big horses.
Never count him out. He does it. He just believes. He believes in himself. He has a lot of confidence. He's not afraid to run one. And sometimes you have to do that to get him ready. And, a lot of trainers, the new trainer now, they like to pick their spots, you know, keep their winning percentage up and all that. But you can. You just take a shot. If it doesn't work out, draw a line to it and go on for the next one. You know? So, you know, and I do that a lot myself. And I think it's from the quarter horse background where, you know, you can't be afraid to get him beat. Just like I told Byron, I shouldn't have taken him to Travers. But you know what? I want to see, hey, maybe it'd be fun to win the Travers with him. Didn't work out. Just bring him back, then he wins the Pennsylvania Derby. So that's why we do that.
You know, Bob, this is such a funny game, and it's been quite a roller coaster ride for you over the past 7 weeks or so. You had the disappointment of having to scratch morning line favorite American Pharoah prior to the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Then here comes Dortman, who debuts with that flashy win the day after the Breeders' Cup. Now he's the future book favorite for the Kentucky Derby, which is absolutely amazing because he still is yet to start in a stakes race. Talk about these past 7 weeks and what this has been like for you.
Well, everybody's forgotten about American Pharoah, but it's
I haven't.
He's actually doing really well. So, but you know, that's the way this game is. I mean, it's just we go from, you know, 1 week to another, and whatever happens, that's what we remember. You know, the latest things that. So it's a very fickle business, but it was, you know, just that. When American Pharoah, when I had to pull him out, it was devastating. It was all week long. It was just so hard to get back into the Breeders' Cup mode of, you know, because I really was looking forward to seeing him run. And then I was hoping that Secret Circle would, you know, he ran so game to run second in the sprint. And then for Byron, then to come pull off the Breeders' Cup win like that and run so hard that, really just, you know, this game, you know, you'll be a right, you'll slam you to the bottom and just jerk you back up. So you just got to be ready for it and just keep on trucking. Don't give up because, you know, if you just keep working hard at it and, you know, you'll good things will happen.
Well, you said American Pharoah is doing pretty well. Can you give me a quick update on him?
Yeah, we're just pack walking him right now, and he'll start jogging in a couple weeks. Began in January and started his training and be ready to run in March and, you know, put two races into him before the Derby, and that should set him up perfect.
Hall of Famer Bob Baffert here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Bob, I know you have a lot of other things to do this morning, so I'll let you go. Merry Christmas to you and to Jill and the entire family, and Happy New Year, and I'll look forward to catching up with you up the road.
Well, thanks for calling me, and I always enjoy your show. Love listening to you guys, so thank you.